Audio online. Hello. Hi.
Yeah. I was expecting a gallery of thoughts. The November 1st, 2017 meeting of the Henry County Historic Preservation Commission, Vice Chairman Drew is here, Commissioner Gray. Commissioner Gray is here. Commissioner Janko.
Here.
Commissioner Mack.
Here.
Commissioner Southbean.
Here.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Record should show the chairman is present and the quorum is present. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes of the October 4th, 2017 meeting as posted?
Just two.
None?
Move to approve.
Okay.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Okay, that was easy. We have no guests to introduce. And Paul, unless you have something to say, that would mean there's no public comment.
That's correct. I have nothing to say.
Okay, first.
I have something to say because I didn't get my report in time, I guess. Didn't get
it. Isn't in there?
I don't think so.
Should have been.
There's a Barber Cemetery, if that's what your report was going to be on.
There's an agenda item over there. We'll come to that.
They were supposed to be here.
These are all the attendees then?
Oh, you mean the people from Barber?
They said they were coming.
Yeah, I don't see this sign. I don't know. I mentioned to Audrey that it wasn't showing up one time.
I will just tell you quickly after she.
You do your report on the. Who's got a report on the bus tour?
I've got a report on the bus tour.
We saw it. Is there anything you'd like to add? We're signing thank you notes as we speak for all the people who helped out and generously contributed their talents to the ultimate success of our first historic landmark bus tour in Henry County.
Who's doing that?
We're signing the thank you notes.
It was a rousing success. It really was.
I was going to sign them last and put them in the envelopes and get them mailed off, but yeah. Well, I think everybody enjoyed themselves. A good time was had by all. Somebody wants to do it again, I would be more than happy to reprise the role of, I don't know.
Organizer.
There you go. And I think maybe next time if the organizer was allowed to contact the property owners, thank you, ahead of time, that would be helpful.
Okay. Yeah. We'll take that up, I guess, in January.
Mm-hmm. It's a good idea. But there were people sitting around me who thought it was wonderful, and they were just.
And we could do like different ones than the ones at first. Yeah, I think it would be a good idea to let them know we're slapping by so they don't freak out.
Yeah. Well, and maybe ask them what they have to present, and maybe because the John James House, they were like, okay, you're here, what do you want to see? They had some newspaper articles about the Underground Railroad and so on and so forth, but I don't think they knew what was expected of them. Same thing at the Rudolph Hutchinson House. The guy gave us a tour of his garden, but I don't think he understood that it was a historical bus tour. His gardens were very nice.
I think a lot of people liked it.
Yes, people liked it, but I'm not sure if he knew what he was doing.
Well, he's from Poland.
He's from Poland,
yeah. But he was very open about, he took workshop, which was
beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
Then Scott Summers, he had this huge presentation that could have lasted twice as long.
Then Scott.
Yes. It would, with, you know, six or seven handouts, very well researched, and I kind of had to cut him short because he was the first presentation and I hadn't booked that much time for it. So being allowed to talk, because I wasn't supposed to call the property owners, if I could have called them, I think maybe it would have gone smoother. But
what was the reason for not being able to call them?
I don't know. I don't remember who I emailed. It was either you or Audrey or somebody to say, can I call these people? And they said, no, that needs to come from the county level.
Hmm.
So.
Well, I can tell you who's ultimately responsible for that.
Okay.
Jack Frank.
Ah. Hmm. Well, in that case, we may just have to say, good time was had by all, and who tries it next time?
Or Kidder County Porch.
And
I'm not too sure why, because we've had commissioners contact private citizens before, unless it's something like, we don't have the phone number necessarily, we just have their addresses, that's why we mail letters out. And
they're not in the files or anything? Well, it's different.
Well,
orders,
I mean, that stuff has changed over the years quite a bit. And unless it,
the people who sell the house and move out probably take their phone number with them.
I'm sure they do.
So.
I just thought maybe if the new owner would contact the county and say where the new owner is.
If we had more lead time, maybe we could start picking the sites for next year and rounding up contact information.
It wasn't.
And I'm not against knocking on somebody's door either.
Well,
we've done that in the past.
Using the power of the internet, I was able to find the phone numbers. That wasn't the hard part.
Stick them in the file.
You found that. I never find people's numbers on the internet.
It depends on whether or not they want to be found.
This is true.
Okay, thank you again.
Thank you. She did a wonderful job getting it organized.
Very successfully, and everybody who attended was pleased.
And the people that were sitting around me were just as pleased as could be. They said they got their money for it after the first two stops.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought
that was
speaking of which, are there any additional bills we need to get in this month? If we're square with everybody who went out of pocket for this.
Yeah, I didn't really get a chance to talk to Audrey about the accounting and all that business.
All right, well.
I considered my contributions just be a contribution. I was worried about.
No, but I'm just saying, we paid the bus people and the lunch people.
Well, yeah, we paid that right out of our budget, and the lunch thing, some confusion about that, and we had to have a delivery charge under 2D. I bought a couple extra lunches, and somebody had a free one. And we gave the bus driver a free one, and of course, Mr. Pankluka, who's in the area team.
Sean, do you know who the presenters were from the Mount Audubon?
Auburn. I do have an email from somebody there.
You can probably just send it to the cemetery board in Mount Auburn.
But yeah, I do have a name of somebody that we sent me an email about that, asking whether they need to do anything other than open the chapel up. I don't remember his name off the top of my head. I can find out.
They were very nice.
Well, that was actually pretty amazing. I wasn't really expecting as much as they.
I was impressed with the extra things they said, like this grave where it was two different people, but they were killed in an accident before they got married the next day. So she was buried in her bridal gown, and he was buried next to her. I mean, know, Jerry Thorne's mother or grandmother is buried there, so.
Yeah, I read in the brochure that they handed out to us, you know, that somebody else like that got killed in that historic fire in Chicago at theater where they were all buried together too at Life Master.
Yeah.
I think next year in the fall we should do a Ghost of Auburn Cemetery tour. Just kind of cemetery, you know, figure something
just
out.
Just go in all the cemeteries?
Well, we could do all the cemeteries, but we could, you know, do Auburn, you know, and try and get younger people to go out there because, you know, young people are kind of not into historic preservation as older people are. You know, they don't seem to value history as much as we do.
Ancient history is the Vietnam War.
That was my favorite class in high school. I had a good history teacher.
Yeah, we also got, you know, because of Craig, a lot of other background stuff, like here's Kishwaukee, or Kishwaukee River. Yeah, probably because there's all those branches of it. Of course, we crossed Nipissing Creek, I don't know how we passed. It's almost all about all kinds of things, you know,
all
along the way.
All kinds of things we didn't know about. It was interesting, I thought.
Like blue clay burns yellow brick.
The other thing we could do is maybe talk to IRM and see if we could get a special tour that's not open to the public, you know, because I went to Midway Village, you know, an invitation-only attic tour where you get to see all the stuff, and that was truly fascinating, you know. And, you know, it's not something that they open up to the general public because you got to do the white gloves and all that stuff. So,
Midway Village in Rockford or Midway Village?
The one in Rockford.
Yeah.
And, you know, they showed how they do all the fabric restorations, and they showed all the stuff. They had this massive attic with all the stuff waiting to get fixed.
That flag out there cost $30,000.
Yeah, huh?
I know, because I was the head of the flag committee. I went to every VFW and American Legion, and then I got Boone County to help me.
Okay.
They got a flag too.
Moving on to the next order.
Okay.
You guys are up.
So on October 10th, Steve Greeley and I attended the Riley Township meeting. Once again, the township stated that they had no interest in taking ownership of the Barber Cemetery. The township has the cemetery plaque in their town hall. I requested that we get the plaque returned. They refused, noting that it was a member of the Barber family that gave it to them. As we all know, we do not landmark families, we landmark sites. Also, ownership of the cemetery belongs to a church in Arlington Heights, so they don't even own the cemetery.
And furthermore, they don't want to own the cemetery.
And furthermore, they don't want to. So Steve and I talked about it, and we thought, I'll put together a letter for the businesses, and I'll have Sean send it to all of you, and you can tell me what you think, or change it, or do whatever you want. But I think we should send a letter to all the businesses stating the township has no interest in it, and the church wants to divest itself of the cemetery, so, and then we were going to send them, you know, those like 3 or 4 pages you got off about Lucius Barber, so they would know who Lucius Barber was, and it might encourage them.
One of the gravel pits nearby in the township mows another family cemetery. They talked about that, one that's right on 23.
Oh, okay.
And that's what kind of...
Meyer.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it is Meyer. So
I think it's worth, because there's...
it's worth a try, for heaven's sakes, you know.
There's a... They manufacture the bricks for pavers there, there's a meat processing plant and a couple of the gravel pits that are right there in 23.
Mm-hmm. We can try Unilock, too.
Yeah.
See what they say.
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe I'd even try the bank in Marengo and see if they would be interested, even though they're not in... in Riley Township.
Close enough.
It's very close. You know, so, well, I'll put a letter together and everybody review it, make any changes you want, and then at the next meeting we'll talk about who it goes to.
And then should we do some sort of letter to the township asking, you know, officially asking for it back?
Yeah, where was the plaque originally? Does anybody know?
It was on, in the cemetery. It was
in
the cemetery.
Yeah, it had it.
Yeah, but I mean.
It was on a rock at the cemetery.
So.
Boulder, really?
Somebody took it off the rock.
Mm-hmm. Somebody took it off.
Somebody named Barber, based on the hearsay that we have.
Yeah, that's hearsay.
Yeah, but be that as it may, no one was authorized to do that.
No.
And it belongs, is the rock still there?
No idea. It's a big boulder, I don't.
Yeah, I don't think anybody moved it.
Well, I'm guessing it's still there and it probably still has the holes in it.
Well, you need heavy equipment to move it.
Yeah, it's big.
No, I'm not talking about moving the rock.
No,
I'm
just saying.
Moving the plaque back.
Well, we should.
Where it belongs. Because.
It doesn't belong to the township.
No,
it belongs to the cemetery.
It belongs on the cemetery. In the possession of whoever owns the cemetery. And if it's going to change hands.
I'm not sure how we should handle this. I thought they were coming tonight.
Well. It's 10 to 7 and they're not here.
No, they might be here at 7.
You're talking about the township people?
The Riley Township people. Because I said they couldn't keep the plaque. I sent her an email, Township Supervisor Schnabel, and explained that we expected the plaque to be reaffixed to the cemetery. It doesn't belong to the township.
It's weird that they want the plaque and not the cemetery.
We'll have people moving plaques all the time if we let this go by.
We need to go back into the Barber Cemetery files and get the details of the plaquing.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just in all the cemeteries we landmarked because Dennis asked me to research into who nominated them, why they were plaque and all this, which I just finished that today. And, you know, it's summary data basically, but, you know, I was through all those files. So there's nothing, like, in there that really, like, says, like, agreement-wise
well,
what you do with
the
plaque.
The type of plaque you get has to have certain.
Did the county pay for it?
Oh,
yeah, we paid for it.
Well, the county paid for it. It's county property, isn't it?
It's our property that we let the township have.
And the sheriff,
by way to repossess. I don't want to go that route, and I don't think we need to go that far unless we really meet some serious resistance, but we need to establish the plaque belongs on the boulder in the cemetery.
Yes.
And the place to start is the ordinance.
Yeah, it's not going to say anything about the plaque itself.
No, but that gives us a timeline,
mm-hmm.
And there should be some minutes from that day forward that would reflect when the plaque was actually presented.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to find out, where did they get this plaque?
They said they got it from the Barber family.
Who, Swenson or Swenson?
Yeah.
And Riley Township said they got it from the Barber family. Well, there's no Barbers left there. The only Barber that came to the landmarking was from California.
Yeah, it was Gary Swenson.
Yeah.
He's the one who got that book that he just put out.
Yeah.
Last year.
All right. Well, we need to try and find out as much as we can about what happened and then reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have the contact information for Gary Swenson.
Let's not cast aspersions if we can avoid it.
Well, that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to, but they just don't want to understand that it's not theirs. They want to, they can landmark their town hall. It's an old, old building. From the 1800s.
One step at a time. They don't want to maintain the cemetery. I'm sure they don't want to take on the obligation to maintain their old town hall in perpetuity.
No, probably not.
Just like the Chinese gentleman doesn't want to take on the responsibility for Coventry House in perpetuity.
That's right.
Although he's got it.
Whether he likes it or not,
he likes it or
he's
not.
Got it.
But that's for another day.
One thing though about the township is, aren't they legally responsible to take care of abandoned cemeteries? So
yeah, but it's not abandoned.
It's not
it's still
abandoned
owned
yet.
By
it's not abandoned
church.
Yet. And they made it very clear to me in a telephone conversation that they're not interested in having it determined to be abandoned, and if it is, they're not gonna pay somebody to take care of it.
The
so
church or the
township?
The
township.
Oh yeah,
the,
no, they don't.
Think
they really don't want that.
They consider that an obligation that is beyond the means of the township budget.
And I'm really surprised. I thought they jumped
it. You know, it's
is
all about.
It's a little bitty 12th grade, you know, 12th or 14th grade cemetery. You just take a little hand mower and go.
It's all about raising taxes.
Yeah, but they are.
I was on the phone with the people at Riley Town after you guys were out there. They
oh,
me.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with them for half an hour. I didn't have my statute book in front of me open to the abandoned cemeteries, and I didn't want to get into a legal debate with them.
No,
about
no,
it. But it may come today.
You never know. But that's it. That's and I'll put a letter together and you guys look at it, clean it up, do whatever you want, but I think we should send letters to the businesses. I think maybe one of them will take it.
It doesn't hurt to try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got professionals in the room here who could handle the transaction if it comes to that.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody wants to take it on and mow the grass and keep the cemetery maintained and keep our plaque on the boulder where it belongs, we can find volunteers to handle the property
that's
transfer.
That's right. Yeah. And you know,
of
businesses are always
two people
for
I know between
right,
the two of us can get it done.
That would be a nice little write-off for them.
I don't know the first thing about them.
Hmm?
I don't do land transactions.
No, but I do.
Well, Huntley firefighters are taking care of one of those cemeteries every which one of them.
Yeah, but what happened? Someone told me this. I don't know if this is all true. That he was killed in a motorcycle accident,
mm-hmm.
and so the man who cut it was a fireman killed in an accident, and so all the other firemen were taking his place and cutting it. Now I don't know if they're going to do that next year.
Is he buried there?
Pardon me?
Is he buried there?
No. He wouldn't be buried there.
The Huntley Fire Department has other issues going on right now.
Do they?
Oh, yes.
All kinds of stuff.
I'm not sure what they are because they're ongoing in executive sessions of the fire department trustees, but there's one guy who's been suspended and there's suspicion that there was embezzlement going on from the pension fund.
Oh, hmm.
The press is covering it, but it's not FOIable because it's an executive session. So at some point we'll find out.
Okay.
But
don't mind my Christmas paper.
It's a C. It's a C prior. The cemetery maintenance. This is C prior.
The wrong side.
Fire department. Okay, no, I think that's a good idea, and we'll take it up in January. We'll have 2 months to mull over here.
Yeah, well, I think we should. I think
draft.
We should take
no,
it.
I think we
I
should
mean,
do
what,
it.
What have
and
we got to lose but some
if we get
search.
Somebody to take it, then we can be more forward with the Riley Township people about putting the plaque back where it belongs.
Well, they should put it back.
They should do it anyway. But
yeah, I know.
First
do
things,
the right thing.
First
but,
things first.
Oh, well.
Okay, next order of business is scenic road signs.
Okay.
What do we find?
Well, today I happened to be in Woodstock, so I did a little driving around there. So I'm seeing my patient, and I went to Tryon Grove. There's two signs are there. Fleming has two signs. Greenwood has three signs. One at 120 where Greenwood starts. one in town, one at Tryon Grove coming in the other direction. So I think that's the end. I think that, so they still had their three signs up.
Which, Greenwood you said?
Pardon me?
Did you say Greenwood or Phoenix?
Greenwood.
I thought they had four of these, or is it?
Did they have four signs?
Well, we can look in the files, but I think Fleming had four, like, Bible there.
Fleming only had, well, maybe they bought extra ones. I remember Hillside bought nine signs.
Yeah, Fleming was a county. Well, also Greenwood would have been too.
Yeah.
You know, they put one by the school. Maybe Greenwood did have three. But yeah, I thought Fleming had four.
So there's one at 120 in Country Club, and then are there one for each direction of travel at Bull Valley?
I thought Bull Valley was where they were at.
There's definitely two, one at when you turn on to Fleming from Country Club,
yeah,
in the north, and then there's definitely one at 120 when you turn on to Fleming.
Yeah, we saw that on the bus tour, actually. Two directions.
Yeah. Well, I need some help with this. Maybe somebody could take Plum Tree Road. It's in Algonquin. And North River Road in Algonquin. And River Road. Where is
it? I live
at?
On River Road. I can do that one for you.
Okay.
Just tell me what you need.
It's county. Which River Road is it?
It's the one that goes to that
county. Marengo Township.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the one that had a trail. It used to be a trail or something.
The one that's...
Indian Trail. Could you do Indian Trail, Rory? It's in Lake in the Hills, I think.
I noticed that the one on River Road, right when you turn on from 23, the first sign,
yeah,
is very faded.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It faces east. So this is when you turn on it and you're going west. So the sign faces east. You wouldn't think of it gotten faded out,
yeah,
so much. But
to make sure that the signs are there?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, just take a ride down, turn around and come back and make sure there's one at the beginning and one at the end. And Plum Tree is, where is that at? Near Ridge Road. Algonquin Township, Barrington Hills, Fox River Grove. Not me. I know.
It's like very southeast somewhere, I think, isn't it?
How many roads are on the road? I mean, how many signs are on the road?
Usually two, one at the beginning and one at the end, or one at each.
Oh, you said at 23, that's in the middle.
What if there be four?
But that's the start of where it's a scenic road, I think.
Oh, because here it says the county line road.
Right, so it goes from 23 west to county line, right?
Sometimes they seal the signs, or sometimes they get knocked down, I think, in the winter.
And I think there's one at 23.
So then there's three.
Yeah, and four then, because there'll be one
each direction.
For, yeah.
Okay.
Which one was Lurie on?
What?
Indian Trail?
Indian Trail, that's Lake of the Hills.
That's it. Lake of the Hills, I think. I'll take Hillside, Mason Hill, and Pioneer. So if you guys will take those three and Algonquin, I'd appreciate it.
Hillside,
Mason Hill, and Pioneer. And I've already done Tryon Grove, Greenwood, and Fleming.
I'll do the two in Algonquin, Plum Tree and North River.
Mm. Thank you.
Saw the email on the new owner of the walk-up house,
mm-hmm,
who seems to be interested.
Good.
Anything further to report other than what you sent us the contact information for Mr. Box?
No, I think they were going to...
We'll put that in the database. There's a phone number here.
Then there was, they're looking to pursue a conservation easement on part of the property, like what was done with one of the other landmarks, which escapes me at the moment. And so they wanted me to send them like some information that they that we have in our files. We still have to do that yet too.
Whatever happened with Ford School?
The county board has not yet approved the intergovernmental agreement.
That's on the way though.
And well, but we have no power to act until both sides have approved
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's on an agenda already. I think 14th maybe. Wait.
I haven't seen the, anything about the 14th other than the.
I know Dennis has put it in.
The painting donation. Well, he's, as soon as they do that, we can forge ahead. But our clock doesn't start
until
they approve that ordinance. Lake and Hell's already approved it.
Right.
But that's only half the battle. And we have other battles going on the county board right now. It's all painfully ordered. Okay. Other than the bus tour, we haven't spent any money. We don't propose to spend any money before the fiscal year closes. That's fair.
Yes,
okay.
It's going to be lost.
Well, what do you propose we spend it on?
Oh, I don't have any ideas.
Me either. How much do we have to spend?
I don't know. Budget is probably like $1,400 or something. Maybe. Okay. I had it printed out, but didn't bring it with me today.
Okay, on the 14th, subject chairman's report, at 7 o'clock at the county board, the lady who made those paintings of the historic barns is going to donate them. We're going to give her her certificate, and she's going to make a little speech. Anybody who wants to attend that, show up.
It's the 14th?
The 14th at 7 p.m.
Well, we miss the county board meeting for nothing.
There may be other reasons to be at the county board meeting, but I'm debating.
So I have to let her know.
Say.
I wasn't talking to Bridget, Jack Prince's assistant, about like what the protocol is for this, and I'm not totally sure. So she's going to talk to him. That's the final. So, but we have a certificate, right?
If people let me in the room, I'll be there.
Was Coventry House going to be on the next
no.
agenda?
No, that's going to PED like November 28th.
Okay. 8:30 in the morning.
Are we supposed to be there?
I'm going to be there.
It would be helpful for us to have a large presence. I, on the other hand, am going to be in Positano, Italy on that day, so I don't plan. And they don't
come on. You can go to Italy anytime.
They don't want to hear. I've already got the tickets. I had them before they kicked it to that date. And you're not refundable, so I'm not turning that. They don't want to hear from me anymore, anyway. You know how I feel about it. Everybody who reads the McHenry County blog knows how I feel about it. Every member of the county board has received an email that tells them how I feel about it. And so whatever I say on the 14th will be my last speech before that committee meeting.
Yes.
And I am supremely confident that there's going to be nobody on the county board that's going to try to bring that forward until the committee. The last words that were said to me at the last PED meeting where it was on the agenda and I spoke in favor of it were, this will never pass the county board. So that remains to be seen, but may never even get to the county board.
Okay.
Fine.
What?
Fine. Go continue.
That's all I have to say about that. I'm not apologizing to anybody, and I'm not going to sit down and shut up either, so. But I will not be at the.
Did you see my response?
I did.
And?
It's a power feud right now. That's all it is between me and Jack Franks. He thinks he's my boss, and I don't think he is. He will not sit down with me face to face and talk about this. He's refused on multiple occasions to do that, so the barrage of emails back and forth is all there's going to be. Read the McHenry County blog. Other people have made.
I've been in it too.
Other people have made comments. What I find most interesting about that vehicle, I'm the only one, apparently, who puts my whole name on what I post. Everybody else uses pseudonyms or just their first name. And I note with great amusement that the publisher of that blog put the word cowardice in quotes into his headline. I don't know what he's concerned about. In my professional opinion as a lawyer, this is all subject to the qualified privilege for comment on matters of public interest, so I don't think he did put it in quotes or anything. Okay. Any other business, other reports? Yes, ma'am.
I've been driving by on 120 just before 120 turns. There's an oak grove there, and I think it's been taken over by the Nature Conservancy because all the native trees are piled up and they're burning them. And there's a big sign now. It said Wolf Oak Preserve, a Clark Farm, at the Clark Farm. So I'm not sure if we should maybe have someone look at that because we do honor, you know.
I have a contact person at the Nature Conservancy who was very interested in our Heritage Grove.
Oh, good.
I will send you her contact
information. Okay. Lisa Handelman or something.
I don't remember right offhand, but it's in my computerized Rolodex under Nature Conservancy, so I know I can find it because she's the only contact I have there.
Okay. Because I think it would be nice if we honored that.
Yes.
There's an oak tree that has to be 400 years old. It's almost as wide as that table, the trunk, and it comes down and it just hits the ground. It's just beautiful. I've always liked that tree. And so when I saw somebody cleaning up all the junk out of there, I thought, I wonder what's going on.
Where's the bottom 120 is it?
It's on 120. If you're coming to McHenry, it would be on the left side of the road, but if you're going to Woodstock, it's on the right side of the road. And it's just before 120 curves into Woodstock. You know, where Charles Road takes over?
On the east side of town.
Hmm?
The east side of Woodstock.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's
outside of McHenry.
South of Greenwood Road Junction.
Yeah, before Greenwood Road. It's on 120. You can't miss it. It's beautiful. I didn't even see the other trees, just that one tree. I just love that tree.
Did we talk about that on the bus tour when we went by?
I don't know. Did we talk about that?
No.
Well, I don't think we went by it.
We were supposed to, and then we had
a... Yeah, we had a time. But it's a beautiful tree, and there's other oaks in there. But they're baby oaks. You know, they're only 200 to 300 years old.
Anybody else?
That's it.
Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Oh, I've got something.
Oh,
I want a little thing, and I'm going to tender my resignation. And my problem is that basically on January 4th, two properties came before us for consideration. And we've invited, you know, the Holbrook School and the Coventry House. And this widow woman came into compliance, spent $21,000 of her money, and the county hasn't taken any action against the owner. And to me, I cannot anymore vote for enforcement, which is part of our job, if the county is not going to enforce equally. That's just, you know, my feeling on it. And so I'm going to put in my resignation.
Yeah, but that's quitting.
Well,
it's not quitting. And they've put us into a position now where we're a scapegoat for everybody.
Well, Judy Lovis did that on, you know, she sold her house.
Right.
And I don't know who owns the school anymore. But at least
well,
she got it up to code.
Yes.
Right.
Before she left.
And in fact, the inspection, the comparison to inspection shows that her property was in better shape
than the other
Coventry House. So it never came to formal enforcement proceedings. She just stepped up and spent the money and got
the work
done.
She did.
Now, in my humble view, that should be the example that the county board should pursue with Edward Harvard Holdings, but they have no intention of doing it because they're, for some reason, intimidated that Ed Gong is gonna, Edward Gong, to use his anglicized Chinese name, is gonna walk away from his $9 million investment because they want him to spend $500,000 to fix up that house. I think that's a crazy notion.
You're not going to do it.
I know they're not going to do it because they're cowards. And I will say that to them every time I see them and every time I write to them. And it's not going to make any difference because they're cowards.
That's okay.
I am saddened by your decision because given the vacancies that exist, I mean, look around the room here. Without you, we don't have a quorum. So we can't do anything. We can't do Ford School or anything else until we fill the vacancies, at least one of the vacancies that exists, because without five commissioners present, we're powerless to act. Lynn Gray's not showing up for...
I think she's done.
Well, we should formally...
On the January agenda, put on new business... discussion of declaring a vacancy in that commissioner position, but that still leaves us with...
Are we going to do a Christmas party in December? We usually do a Christmas thing.
We won't have a quorum.
Oh, it doesn't matter if we have a quorum. We can go.
We can, if we don't have a quorum, we don't even have to put out a notice that it's a public meeting.
A majority of
We
hardly ever talk business anyway.
Dinner and what's that? Right.
The thing is though, if the county, if it was any property owner, at, for any building, I'm required to keep up my property. At least make it safe. And they've already said when in June inspection that the property is not safe. The county should at least ask for the property to be secured and sealed so it can be at least attempt to preserve that property.
No one's arguing with you.
Well, one problem we do have with that is we have, we're kind of reliant upon Harvard to do some of that.
I mean, how can
we? No, it's the county board, the city of Harvard gave in an intergovernmental agreement the county board authority to landmark that property. The city of Harvard has no landmark ordinance. It wouldn't be a landmark if the county board hadn't done it. And they did it. And they did it knowing that it was about to be sold. And they did it knowing that that Coventry House was in bad shape. They didn't know how bad, but we had a 10-year-old report that the engineer for Motorola did that said it was in bad shape. And they voted to landmark it. And now what we're asking them to do is to enforce that ordinance against the property owner who knew it was landmarked when he bought it. And if you don't subscribe to the belief that once the ordinance is passed, it's a matter of public record and they knew it, I have emails from Pam Compata
that she came to your office and picked up a copy of that ordinance the day after it was adopted and took it to the advance team for Edward Harvard Holdings. So they, not only do they know as a matter of law, they knew as a matter of fact before they closed that deal that there was a landmark on their property. And for them to say it's not their fault and it's not their obligation is just flat out a lie. And then, about a year later, when we first brought up to the PED committee our resolution that they ought to enforce the ordinance, the administrator of the Harvard Woodstock Enterprise Zone brought up what I at the time challenged as a phony application for tax relief, where the Chinese owner said he was going to invest $32 million by the end of last May in that property and hasn't done anything except change out the fluorescent light bulbs to LEDs on the parking lot lights in order to save himself some money on the electric bill. There's been no application for a building permit to do any work in the Motorola property, and there's been no application for a building permit to do any work on the Coventry house. And when I finally got a response from the lawyer for Edward Harvard Holdings, his response to me was, I don't have time to correspond with you about this. I'll deal with you when I feel like it.
Oh, nice.
Isn't it?
And
well,
when I have time, he said. And that's what prompted me to say that the members of the PED committee have no guts. I said they're cowards. That further delay was an act of cowardice. I believe that to this day. Apparently, Chairman Franks felt insulted by that sentiment, almost as insulted as I felt when he started treating me like an underling that he could boss around. So that's where matters stand. I kind of expected to see him here tonight, but I guess he can't be bothered. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Should we talk about the December meeting?
If we're not going to have a quorum, it's not going to be an official meeting. Pick a day when you want to get together.
Well, our regular
evening. The first Tuesday. Pick a place.
The first Wednesday. Well, we go to the public house, or we can go to, what's that other place we went to last year?
I thought that's where we were going last year.
We went. We just sat in a different room. in the old jail cell.
I don't care where we go. I just know that we've always done that, and I think it's a good idea to sit around and talk about something besides.
Well, the other thing we're going to have to figure out is, like, get these vacancies filled, because if we let
if there's
it slide for too long,
if there's anybody that you know that might be interested, that feels strongly about historic preservation, get them to send in their forms, because now we have 1, 2, 3, 4 vacancies.
Well, if no action is taken, then it's going to make this a gutless commission.
It's already a gutless commission. Not because the people on the commission lack guts,
right,
but because the people that we report to lack the guts to carry out.
Well, what I'm saying is, if they don't enforce equally, if the widow has to pay and get her property up to scale, and the multimillionaires don't,
then you should stay to fight for the widow.
She's already paid her part.
Okay, I know that, but
if anybody else has got property that's falling apart, the county and the state, or that county, or the village will go enforce it.
I've had my battles. I know. I understand. What I'm saying is, if you quit, okay, then you know, then there's nobody to advocate for that poor woman, you know. And what this is I made a public comment when I got to this part near the end. Okay, red lights off. Here, wrap it up. Wrap it up. And he made sure the wrap it up was louder than these comments over here, okay? So I'm taking all this personal, okay? I'm not gonna sit still for this. I don't think he's gonna sit still.
I don't take it personally.
No, I think
I was put in this position. No, I was put on the commission by the county board to advocate for landmarks that can't speak for themselves. I took for the last 2 years and can't have a third term the position of chairman because nobody else wanted it. But as long as I'm in this chair, I'm going to do what they appointed me as a commissioner, as chairman to do, which is advocate for these landmarks. And if Jack Franks doesn't like it, tough. And he can cut me off at meetings because I'm only allowed 2 minutes. But I'm condensing my remarks.
Well, I'm going to change that.
For the,
you watch.
For the 14th. No, I have two sentences planned in connection with the dedication of these paintings. And I'm going to present the certificate, and I'm going to say those two sentences before he can get his
paintings.
Table up and shut me down. The woman who painted the historic barns is coming to the meeting
yes.
on the 14th
yes.
to
yes.
donate them to the county.
Oh, that's
But at the
wonderful.
Same time, I don't know what the protocol for that means, that presentation.
Well, they want me to hand her the certificate, don't they?
I don't know.
That's what your email. That's what your email said.
Well, I was asking if that's what was going to happen.
Okay.
I've never got the answer.
Well, I will be there with the certificate. I suppose, it being a county board meeting, it's up to the chairman to decide whether I get to stand up and speak or not. If I put my name on the sheet, I get my 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it's public comment time.
It's not going to take 2 minutes for me to say what I need to say.
What about your trophy? You were going to tell us about it.
Yeah, an executive session or something like that.
No, we can't hear anything.
But another thing is,
well,
you have to fill that the vacancies quick enough to where we get a quorum going, because if we don't, we're going to lose our certified local government status with the state.
Well,
and
you know what?
We have to go through.
That's the chairman's problem. We had one more person, he got sick.
Injured.
Well, however, incapacitated. So in the last 3 months, we've had three resignations and one sustained absence. Four resignations.
Is there an ad on the website now for the tickets?
There is, but
you
got to something that's
you got to talk it up to people you know, because if you don't hand in the papers, they won't fill them out and send them in. And I mean, we've had vacancies, we've had multiple vacancies for 9 months now, and we had two applicants, both of whom have since resigned.
You can also do public.
Linda it's resigned? Really tough out there. My friend
she sent in a resignation today.
A manager at the Pink Door in McHenry, which is the hospital shop. They're thinking of closing on Monday because they can't get.
She's embarrassed by me.
I'm a hospital volunteer.
Yes, that's what she said.
I have six patients.
Sue resigned too, right?
That's a lot.
Sue's term ended.
Oh.
Yeah.
She has to come to this last meeting, and she's going on to do a PhD. And she says she's really smart, busy doing whatever she's doing right now.
Who?
Susan Stelfer.
No.
So, we're running out of bodies, people.
Okay.
So,
some doors.
Maybe I
said Kurt. We need to put the word out that we're looking for.
Well, don't you usually put something in the paper?
Yeah, that was in the legal notice section of the paper, which how many
nobody reads.
Nobody ever.
like foreclosure artists and stuff will be looking for that, and we can do press releases.
That will get you nowhere.
If they put an article in the paper, well, Kurt might be able to get something in the paper.
In his paper, and put it in Kurt's paper.
Yeah, and then there's the McHenry County Chronicle, which is not really widely circulated, but and there are some local papers too, Marengo,
what's your favorite one that mentioned you, put it in there.
What? The McHenry County blog?
Yeah.
They promoted me again today.
Did they really?
Yeah.
See, they call me a blue smurf.
I sent
what does that mean?
I posted the long letter I sent. It took him 2 days to get around to moderating it, and he put that up. And then there were about a dozen comments after that. So I posted my most recent letter to Chairman Franks as a comment following those comments, and that got promoted to the headline today that says, Historic Preservation Chairman calls, wait, I have a
And is this appropriate in a public meeting? That's what I was waiting for.
I
think
well,
the
County Historical Preservation Commission accuses Franks of, quote, cowardice for kissing up to Chinese Motorola buyer. Now, that's
oh,
his,
gosh.
That's his headline. I didn't know.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the headline he put over his posting, reposting of my my letter, which I thought was much more polite than the headline. But there it is. And
well,
see, my story was that historic, anybody that doesn't think that historic preservation is highly political is, you know, smoking something funny, because I've been in this in a long time and it is extremely political. And
it becomes even more political when you have some cowardly people thinking you're butting up against economic opportunity for folks who are
that's
a
myth.
It is a myth. It is an absolute myth. And I maintain to my dying day that Mr. Gong is not going to walk away from his $9 million property investment because of $500,000 that we're asking them to require him to fix up Coventry House. However, I also maintain that he never intended to invest any money in that property. He's just the latest in the chain of speculators that have bought it for a series of declining prices. He's not going to do anything with it.
I know that.
He never intended to do anything
with it.
He's not
going to come any jobs out of it.
Except sit on it until somebody else comes along, hopefully, and buys it from him for $10
million. Yeah. I did a public comment when they came up with their brilliant idea to hire a lobbyist to get Trump money, you know? You know,
somebody,
a unicorn. You know?
Somebody commented on the blog that why didn't Foxconn buy the property?
Do you know how it's going to take?
Which I say, for the same reason Motorola was not making cell phones
anymore.
There's no logistics
there.
There's no rail. There's one two-lane road. There's no air.
I remember when Motorola came to Harvard. It was like there was a parade. It was a big deal.
And then they left.
Yeah, but you know what? There's more to the story on that. We talk about that after the meeting is adjourned.
Well,
let's make a motion to adjourn.
We did.
We
adjourned.
We didn't. No, we didn't. We didn't.
No. I made a motion to adjourn.
Okay, is there a second?
Wait, okay, first, Gloria, second.
I'll second.
Okay. Wait, I don't care. Okay, you have
You're going to wait, right?
You got
1 month, please.
You got a second.
Give us a chance.
Just second emotion.
Second emotion.
So, wait, Laurie, you seconded it, correct?
You said I couldn't.
Well, I'm just kidding about that.
We haven't accepted
your resignation yet.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. At the motion, it carries at 7:31.
Hopefully.
Not official until it's delivered. It got lost in the mail.
So, what's the pumpkin story?
All right.